I'm not sure I could.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Second hour. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Feel free to call in with a question or comment from my guest, Tim Wingate, or tell me what your vision is of a Ron Paul administration. What would this country, what would the world be like with this administration under Ron Paul? What a fantasy. What a dream. Can we make dreams come true, folks? I don't know about that, but Tim, you talked to me this morning. You gave me a Skype, and you told me you turned me onto an article here that I thought was rather fascinating on the subject of this H.R. 1955, S-1959, Selective Enforcement, Homegrown Radicalization Terrorism Act, Jane Harmon, and the fact that she introduced it. And lo and behold here, the militarized police, the overreaction and overkill. Have you noticed it in your town yet? There's another question for you, folks. Have you noticed this in your town yet? Tim Wingate turned me on to this morning, and he told me to scroll down about two-thirds of the way. And I believe, Tim, correct me if I'm wrong, but was not this article written by Laura Knight Jadzik?
You know, I really don't know. I'm assuming so because it's her website, and it's just labeled as special correspondent for Signs of the Times.
So, all right, well, I had Laura on my show here a few months ago. Should have her back up here. But she quoted me, and I had a guest on my show, Doug Owen, and she quoted me on my November 5th show about this incident where I had I'd gone into a I was coming out of a Safeway store, and, you know, just my normal taking care of business, you know, not paying attention, not bothering anybody. And I was walking to the trunk of my car with a shopping cart, walked off of the curb in the Safeway parking lot, and I was heading towards the curb, and I pulled the cart around to the trunk of my car, and zoom, around the corner in the private parking lot comes a police truck full of cops, and he turned that corner, had to be 30, 35 miles an hour, and almost hit me. And I looked to see where he was going, and over in the corner at the end of the Safeway store, I guess there was, you know, there was a couple of guys that had been pulled over. They jumped out of the car, and they made the mistake of attempting to run, which we've seen so many times on episodes of Cops, you see, and we know what happens there. And she had quoted me as saying, you know, several years ago, if there was a couple of guys that tried to run, there'd be maybe two, three, four, five cops, you know, six, seven cops, three or four cop cars. And here's 13 cop cars and about 25 cops that are just doing everything but beating these guys to death, dragging them off of the brick fence, okay, the mistake of them trying to run, and basically just lambasting their face in. And this is part and parcel of them tripling the size of the BATF and gearing up this country for a militarized martial law police state, if you will, because they know what's going on behind the scenes. They know the legislation that they've implemented. They know the things that they've done. They know what they've done with the economy. They know what they've done with the dollar. They know how they've screwed us on the fiat currency, and they're preparing us right now. So, you know, with that, and I don't know whether you know this or not, Tim, but do you know that there are 3.25 million YouTube videos of police tasering incidents on the internet now?
Yeah. It's out of control. And there is no, and let me repeat this, there is no legal remedy for this situation. I don't care whether you may find, well, okay, I'll phrase it. You know, maybe it's 99% there is no. Maybe 1% out of all these cases, somebody successfully gets some recompensation for damage done for a false arrest or a tasering or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, we got to go to a break. We got we'll take a call when we get back. Rachel in Colorado we've got up, so I'll bring her up after the break. And I'll tell you a little story, what happened last night here right in the edition, folks, talking about selective enforcement. Be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. Really good show today. Got my guest, Tim Wingate, and we got more to come. Be right back.
Yeah. Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest Tim Wingate, and we've got Rachel from Colorado on. Rachel, are you with us? Hello, Rachel.
About an article that I read on the internet talking about Ron Paul and how this person, he's a Bilderberg sleuth, says he has received information from sources inside the U.S. intelligence community which suggests that people from the highest levels of U.S. government are considering an assassination attempt against Congressman Ron Paul.
Yeah, that was Dan Ashland.
Because they're threatened by his burgeoning popularity.
Mm-hmm. I read that report. It's by Dan Ashland.
Yes.
Right.
That is very...
Well, yeah, but you know, it's to be expected that stuff like this would come out. The next phase of this, Rachel, really, and correct me if you think, you know, if you want to add anything to this, Tim,
okay.
But the next phase of this is to try to demonize, to try to criticize, to try to discredit Ron Paul, which is going to be very, very difficult to do because he has no skeletons in his closet. But I believe that that's the next step, you know, an assassination attempt. I don't know, really, at this juncture, if that's even in the cards.
The reason why I'm concerned is because Clinton, they are known for their little death threats to everybody and carrying them out.
Oh, I know.
And knowing that his wife is going to be in, then that will eliminate him from being in and enjoying the presidency with her, that... It puts him in jeopardy. It puts Ron Paul in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you, Tim. Anything you want to add?
Well, you know, we've been talking about this for some time. Whether it was real or not, we all, I think Ron Paul's camp is very much aware of the potential and the problem of this.
Right.
You know, if somebody's going to try it, they're going to try it. There's not a whole lot we can do about it other than what it would do. To me, it would not be in their best interests to do something like that. And this is why. It would show that there really, really is a major difference, a power struggle, let's put it that way, a major power struggle going on. You know, granted, they might try and say, oh, it was a lone gunman, you know, like with the Oswald thing.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is we're all pretty much hip to that now, what's really going on behind the scenes. And if they were to attempt something like that, it's in effect the New World Order elitist bunch declaring war on the rest of us. And if that's the case, then folks, you know, if that's the case, then it's time, it's time to storm the Bastille.
Mm. Right.
No, I know. And it's something that, it's a good point, Rachel. It's something that we have all had on our minds. It's on the back burner, but it's something we all need to be diligent about and be aware of. And I thank you so much for the call, dear. Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right, George, let's go to George in Florida. George, you're on with Michael and Tim. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon.
How you doing, George?
Hey, George.
Yes, you know the kind of thing. Last Sunday, I met a law enforcement officer that was for Ron Paul.
Cool.
And you want to know what this police officer tried to tell me?
What's that?
Like I say, because he's going to get some publications and all that stuff in police magazines, tell him how to treat us. That's where you get all his tasering is. And he's basically saying, he's warning his colleagues. I said, you better bet. I said, if you keep doing this, you're going to push people to the edge, and they're going to start shooting back.
Mm-hmm.
And he sits there and goes, like, Ron Paul, he said he wants for president because he said he is tired of enforcing these administrative decrees. He's tired of these corrupt police chiefs. He's retired. He's tired of his creative revenueing and doing all these federal mandates because the police chiefs or the sheriffs are probably signing these cooperative agreements to get all this federal money that they don't need. And he says, I would just like just to patrol and protect people's property without having to go bother people.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to leave people alone.
Right, and you hit the nail right on the head, George, with the revenue. Before the show's over, I'm going to tell you a quick story of what just happened last night in this specific edition regarding the police department and the security in this edition. I'll tell you that in a little while. But yeah, you hit the nail right on the head as far as the security, and they're being forced to carry out these regulations to get people into the system. It's not about pulling somebody over that, you know, it's possibly that they committed a crime. They're looking for any reason they can find now to arrest people and get them into the system and extract revenue out of them. That's what it's all about.
Well, he feels like we do. I mean, especially in like being in law enforcement, he feels like he is sane and everybody's gone mad.
Oh yeah, well, I'm sorry, George. His hind end is on the line. I mean, and he realizes it because he's on the front lines of this. You know, and these faceless, nameless bureaucrats and these public officials and these sheriffs and so forth that are sitting in their cozy offices with their big oak desks. You know, they're not the guys that have to go out here and carry it out. So, go ahead.
Well, Greg Crown last Friday did file his paperwork to run for sheriff as nonpartisan.
I was in contact with Greg Pound, and I'm waiting on him to give me a phone call. I was going to bring him up on the show and let him tell us about it.
Well, we're looking at this. He's in there because we came with a reality. And you know, I sent a postcard to my county sheriff because we had a bad storm last Sunday night, and a tornado ripped through the county jail, ripping a nice section off. And the county sheriff is crying that he has overpopulation. So I sent him a nice postcard saying, this is how you deal with your overpopulation. Obey the Constitution, and you won't have this overpopulation problem.
Good point. Anything you want to put in there, Tim?
No. It's fine.
Okay. George, thank you for your input. Thank you for the call. And if you talk to Greg, let him know that I'm waiting on his call to have him up on the show and let me talk about this run for sheriff, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you
again. All right. Let's go to Max in Ohio. Max, you're on with Michael and Tim. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Fine. I got a couple, three comments I'd like to make today.
Go ahead.
Number one, Ron Paul, which we're all talking about, and all hoping he'll get in the White House. But the lady before was talking about this assassination attempt.
Right.
If that happens and they succeed, what have we got left?
That was the point
I was
making as well.
We don't have much except the Second Amendment, do we?
Well, I was going to say that's the way it looks. I mean, how many people would come out of the woodwork knowing in what we have investigated about the Kennedy assassination, the Oklahoma City? I mean, all of these, you know, events that have taken place. There's more people awake, and there's a lot of sleepers out there. They might not say they're awake, but they know what's going on. And yes, I think, and correct me if you think I'm wrong here, Tim, but the elites know that if they come along right now and attempted or assassinated Ron Paul in light of this tsunami that is growing by day, they've got some real problems on their hands.
Oh, I would absolutely agree. And I think this is something that, quite frankly, I'm encouraging. I'm encouraging people to consider the possibility that Ron Paul may not make it. And what are you going to do afterwards? Let's take it the next step. What if he does make it, but the Congress constantly stymies everything that he wants to accomplish? What are you going to do about it then?
Well, I think that would be real clear. I mean, if they're going to be stymieing, we're just paying close attention to who particularly is casting the vote to stymie him and get rid of him.
Go ahead.
It's hard to get rid of a senator because they're in for 6 years.
Well,
Unless we can do something about it.
Well, Max, it's not like he's going to walk in, you know, assuming that he gets elected to the presidency, it's not like he's going to walk in the first, you know, 2 weeks and undo all of this mess that has been done for so many years. It's going to take time. But, you know, with the people on his side, with the direction in which he's heading, and with the people realizing that this man really is a constitutional, integral president, it's not going to take long for these congressmen and senators to turn around, take notice, to make a moral decision as to whether they're going to allow themselves to be compromised and sold out or to get voted out of office. And within 2 to 4 years, we're going to have this country back.
And that's working through the system. But I think people need to also consider the possibility. When we first started, Mike, we were talking about this police tasering and the militarization of the police. And I made the claim that regardless of the law, you're not going to find but maybe 1% of all the cases where people have been injured or wrongfully killed, is there any adjudication in the favor of the victims or the victims' families?
Oh, I agree. I agree with that.
And so what do we do about that?
308.
You see, if you don't have law, and this gentleman makes the very good point, if you don't have law, if you don't have the Constitution, if you don't have these things in place, then what we really do have is a form of the law of the jungle. We evolve or devolve to previous law, and that is the law of the right of revenge.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not understand why all these cops are getting away with harming people and no one is confronting them apart from their job and confronting them and saying, you hurt somebody, you shouldn't be allowed to get away with that. I don't know. I don't understand. You're talking about people coming out of the woodwork. Maybe they will. Maybe there are sleepers, freedom sleepers out there ready to take up.
Do you not believe that there's – I mean, we haven't reached the tipping point.
No, that's true. Yet. We haven't reached the tipping point, and that's the big question. What is the tipping point?
Right. Max, you got anything else for us?
Yes. Talking about this impeachment of Bush and Cheney.
Yes.
I really can't imagine Nancy Pelosi in the White House neither.
Well,
I mean,
no,
my
I can't
God,
either. I can't either, Max, but I'll tell you this.
Let's be realistic.
I am being realistic.
As them too.
Max, the bottom line is it's going to send a strong message if that happens. Okay, with that, we got to take a break. Thanks for the call. Appreciate the input, Max. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Tim Wingate. When we get back, I'm going to tell you a little story that happened last night in the edition. Stick with us. Call your friends and neighbors. Be right back.
Thank you. The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Tim Wingate. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour, and the phone lines are open, folks, 800-313-9443. But I'm gonna share a quick story with you that happened last night. You know, my stepdaughter has a couple of cousins that live in the addition, and they're all teenagers, and they do what teenagers do. And as we all know, teenagers love to get away from their parents. And there's another teenager, male teenager, 19-year-old kid that used to live across the street here, but has since moved. His parents bought a house around the corner, yet they still own this house. They haven't sold it yet. So these two cousins of my stepdaughter's and this 19-year-old were hanging out at the park last night about 8 o'clock, and the security of the addition pulled in there and kicked these kids out of the park, even though there's a curfew that doesn't start until after 9 o'clock. So what they did is they recapitulated, and they all gathered in the driveway of this kid, this 19-year-old kid's parents' house, of which they don't live there anymore, but the house they still own. Security pulls up at this house, which is right across the street from where I live last night, and the security guard gets out to kick them out of that premises. Well, the kid turns around and calls his parents, and his parents told him to tell the security guard to get out of the driveway because he's trespassing on their property. This went on for a good 30 minutes, 30 to maybe 40 minutes. The security guard called his supervisor. The supervisor showed up. They still could not extricate this kid from the premises, so they called the police department. The police department shows up, and ultimately the bottom line was that the police department told the kid he had to leave because the kid was trespassing, get this, on their own property. Now, is that a form of control or not, Tim?
of course. Of course. And the police.
Have you ever heard of anything more absurd in your life but to side with the security about this kid trespassing on his own property? This is only to protect the security to save face. Go ahead.
Well, I think police are absurd to begin with. I agree with, I forget his first name. His last name is Root. He wrote a wonderful treatise on the constitutionality of police and that they are unconstitutional in many, many ways. That can be found at, I think it's constitution.org. Has that treatise up and published. You could easily find it if you just Google Root, R-O-O-T, and constitutionality of police. I agree with that whole thing 100%. Police make up the rules as they go. They make up law. They tell people because they have the thing they have is that if they believe that whatever they tell you is a lawful order and you must obey, and if you don't, they can use deadly force against you.
Which brings up an interesting point because I have watched, and I don't know how many, I would say, you know, conservatively speaking, I've probably watched 200 of these videos online with these police tasering incidents. And a lot of times, you know, they're supposed to warn an individual that they're going to taser them if they don't obey their direction. Half the time they don't do it. They just simply taser them. And it seems like a lot of times it's just because they have a new toy in their belt and they want to use it to see what happens to somebody. And I've seen, like I said, I've seen hundreds of these incidents. There's only one case that I've seen out of all of the incidents that have been portrayed on the video of a police officer tasering a guy where he actually deserved it. But the other 199 or whatever that I've viewed have always been because a police officer barks a command at somebody, and because they are challenged or because they are asked why or because they don't jump, you know, when the cop tells them to jump, then they're tasered. And as we know, Tim, there are times when the people are injured seriously or that die because of it.
Absolutely. In fact, right, you know, you've alluded to the article in which you're mentioned, right before it comes into talking about you and your program, there's a paragraph, and it basically talks about that in Atlanta, that Professor Felipe Fernandez Armesto, a very famous historian and an author, was crossing a street, says that a young man approached him, told him he was jaywalking. The professor, seeing no uniform, no identification, no anything, asked for identification. The officer took offense and kicked the legs out from underneath him and smashed him to the pavement. And with the help of four other officers, crushed his neck, bloodied his head, yanked the slight 56-year-old man's arms behind him, and handcuffed him and sent him to jail in a fetid paddy wagon and was given no chance to explain himself. You ask a cop, and you have a right. The Supreme Court's already said you have a right to demand where the law is, but the cops overreact.
Yeah, it falls under shoot first, ask questions later. But the problem is we've got a shadow set of laws here. We've got, you know, the illusion of laws falling under our Constitution, which the courts, when you go to court, they'll tell you all about what you have. But then you also have this shadow set of laws, this legislation that's been passed by this federal administration, which is basically nothing more than an ace in the hole for these police officers, because now they always have that joker to fall back on, this Terrorism Act, the Patriot Act, the Military Right. Commissions Act, where they could, if they wanted to, deem you a terrorist. So they have the right to, in their own mind, you know, kick in your door, come into your house, which they have done here twice. They have come into this house on two separate occasions without a warrant, and they've said that they had the right to do so. So, you know, and I don't live in a bad neighborhood, folks. This is this is an average middle class neighborhood in Phoenix, Arizona. As I say, the houses are anywhere between $200,000 and $400,000. This is happening across the nation. And again, the phone lines are open. I'd like to hear from people, you know, that have had similar incidents or have had occasion to see this happening, because it's getting worse all the time. And again, you know, Tim, there's a tipping point that is going to happen. It's just a question of when that is.
Yeah, I don't know either.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Call your friends and neighbors. We've got a half hour left of the show. Put your two cents in, folks. We'll be
You're
right
listening
back.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Tim Wingate. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And, you know, I read this, the title of this article again, Tim, Militarized Police, Overreaction and Overkill. Boy, and that's an understatement. Have you noticed it in your town yet? And some of these incidents where, you know, I'm reading the top line. And by the way, this is posted on my website, folks, at www.theamericanawakening.org. SWAT team descends on a man with a nervous disposition. A SWAT team descends on him. Can you imagine that, Tim? You know, it used to be a cop and pull up. Now you've got, you know, two vans full of cops showing up. And by the way, I want to take just a moment. I've got to insert here because I neglected to do this. We've had such a hot and heavy conversation to it. I need to plug a couple of my sponsors here, okay? I want to remind everybody, folks, if you need any advice on transferring money, stocks, bonds, IRAs, annuities, buying gold or whatever, call John Onesti at 505-296-2453. Great guy to work with, very laid back, very professional guy. Also, Cartivite. I've been taking this stuff for 6 to 7 weeks now, and I'm running now, folks. I used to just plop myself on the sofa, and now I'm running almost every day. That's 877-928-8822. Again, that's 877-928-8822. In Canada, it's 613-376-6229. Again, that's 613-376-6229. Don Wiskin is the guy. Give him a call. Lametco International, Todd Metallo, Oxy Supreme, Immunotech, great products, 800-933-2565. Again, that's 800-933-2565. Sorry about that, but I forgot to do that at the top of the hour, Tim. Let's see. Oh, yeah, okay, back to the SWAT team. Yeah, so we've got a SWAT team that descends on a man with a nervous disposition. If you recall, we had a lady that was going to alcohol treatment. She had an alcohol drug problem. She was flying from New York to Phoenix, Arizona. She had a panic attack because her escort didn't show up at Phoenix Airport. I saw the video clip of her being dragged through the airport, and she was ultimately supposedly choked on her own handcuffs at the Phoenix Police Department. These are the kind of incidents we're seeing on a regular basis now. And the police throw their hands up in the air and say, oh, well, we don't know what happened. We have no idea how it happened. It's amazing, but we had nothing to do with it.
Well, the police are being told, they're being taught that people are supposed to obey their orders, period, period. You are to follow orders, and failure to follow orders is the justification that's given for tasering, choking. I remember a number of cases back before they started to use the tasers where the police would literally sit on somebody's chest and suffocate them. You there, Mike?
Yeah, here's my button on. Can you hear me? I've got this little.
I thought
button.
We lost the connection here. I was checking my phone.
No, I tell you what. I've got this little button on the side of my headset,
yep.
And you know, as I carouse around here in the chair and I'm looking on the internet and whatever, if it gets in a particular position between the chair and my leg, and I lean, shuts off.
So you get a mute. Yeah, you mute it.
Right.
But anyway, back to the thing about the police. Now, I like to deal with the issues of solutions, and I look at things from a historical situation. If you don't have courts or administrative remedies, and I know people argue that courts are administrative remedies, blah, blah, blah. I don't really care. The bottom line is the result. Is the cop punished sufficiently for what he did? And most of the time, they're not. They're given administrative leave with pay.
And they come back smiling because they're vindicated through this special group that investigates it that 99% of the time says, oh, there was no fault there. The cop was in the right.
Yeah, and they're completely whitewashed. This is why I'm saying is that if there is no justice, and justice is that the guy would be punished in such a way that it would actually be an example to discourage the police from acting this way on a regular basis. And the sad fact is this has been going on for years, and there are more and more of these 20-something recruits that are coming out that are all gung-ho. They've been watching cops. They get adrenalized with this whole concept of chasing somebody and then beating them up. Now you got all these tasering incidences that continue on. I'm telling you, the only thing that is going to stop the police from doing this is if one of these offending cops is spirited out into the woods, videotaped, being tasered, and a message being given that if you keep on doing this, this is going to happen to all of you.
Well,
but I don't think Americans have got the guts to do it. I really don't.
Yeah, I know. Do you think behind the scenes that the police officers, and I'd like to hear from police officers out there that are in this clique, you know, and it's an incremental thing. They get away with one thing, and they think because they do that, they can get away with something else, and they all protect each other. You know,
oh, yeah.
It's like a brotherhood in there, and one of them doesn't you know, rat out the other one for fear
they
of being ostracized.
They don't give each other tickets. They don't give each other tickets, and if one of them does get a ticket from the other guy, he looks and goes, hey. You know, whips out the badge and says, hey, I'm a brother officer. The guy goes, oh, okay, takes it back. And now they can speed, they can break the law, they can do all the things, break the law. Remember, they're there to enforce the law. And I maintain the law exists to serve we the people, not we the people exist to serve the law. The police are supposed to be serving and protecting us, but they don't.
Oh, I'll tell you, you know, going back to the article for just a moment, as I read through there, I was reminded, you know, and this goes back to the incident where, you know, my wife's car was impounded because her daughter was driving the car. And get this, Tim, I don't know whether you know this or not, but she was drunk out of her mind. She was up all night drinking. She was driving her mother's car. She rear-ended another vehicle. The police showed up at the accident. She insulted the police. She actually hit one of the female officers, okay, and they let her go. They let her go. But when I went down to the police department to try to get the car out of impound, I was treated like a third-class citizen. These people looked at me like I was, I had no credibility whatsoever, and I had to go down to the police department at least three times to finally get the car, because they would, one person would say one thing, and I'd go do whatever needed to be done, and I would come back, and I'd have somebody else. They rotate them. You don't get the same person twice, and the other person will tell you the exact opposite of what the first officer does, and when you ask for the first officer, they'll say he's gone, or, well, he's not in this division, or whatever, and I think they do it to you deliberately, just to screw with you. We literally wound up making, between Lindsay and I, four trips down to the Phoenix Police Department to recover that car.
Unreal.
It's beyond unreal. It's insulting that the people that pay the salaries of these people that are supposed to be peace officers, now they are law enforcement officers. Not only, I mean, it's a power game with these people.
Well, this is why municipal police or taxpayer-supported police should not exist. Yeah, you pay their salaries, but think about it. It's extracted from you by threat of the use of violent force.
Well, and I want to add also, when I asked the one fellow very nicely, very politely, I said, "Excuse me, sir, I was talking to this gentleman." I said, "What is your first name?" He said, "It's Officer whatever his name was." They will not give you their first name, okay? You have to treat them with respect and call them Officer so-and-so, you know? And when he asked me my name, I said, "Well, my name is Mr. Herzog." You have to treat them with the same attitude that they treat you. But you get out into the public arena and do that, and it's more likely than not that you're going to get tasered. But I made sure that the gentleman knew that when he had mentioned, Officer so-and-so, I came back with Mr. Herzog, and I also let him know that I was a radio talk show host. So maybe that had something to do with it, for him being nicer to me. I don't know. But the bottom line is that the attitude that these people have, not all of them, but it seems to be the overall consensus, Tim, of the attitude of the police now, is one of you better be subservient or we're going to get you.
Right.
That's the drift I get from it.
And that's just an ongoing, it's an extension of the bureaucracy that actually supports the police, whether it's local government or state government. The bureaucracy exists and believe that they're entitled to exist on the forced extraction of your monies to pay their salaries and fund their various liberty-robbing enterprises.
Right. Okay, I'll tell you, let's take a call, Tim. Let's go to Mark in Massachusetts. Mark, you're on with Michael and Tim. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I was listening to your show today, and you were mentioning about that incident with the kid in his own driveway.
Yes.
Getting kicked out by the police. I had an incident a few months back here. It wasn't as bad as that, but it kind of stirred me to give you a call. About a year ago, I moved my business to a new location, and I happened to be up working really late one night, and like after midnight, and I had the police come here trying to find out what I was up to
in
on
your
the property
own home?
That I rent.
In a property that you rent, what, in your garage, Mark? What?
No, it's in a business in a local, it's a section of a building in a local business that's been here like, 50 years.
Did they run a warrant check on you?
No, they didn't, but it was funny. I have the door locked here if it's late at night and I'm the only one in the building, and I was working on a machine, and I think I had my headphones on listening to the radio. So if he knocked on the door, I didn't hear it, but I was startled when a light shone in my eyes from outside the building. Mm-hmm. Here's this cop standing outside my window shining a light in my eyes. And so I went to the door and asked, can I help you, And he was basically just wanted to know what I was up to.
doesn't surprise me. You know, this incident that I shared about this kid in the driveway, it's not, you know, I'm no relation to the kid, but when a cop pulls up and he defends the security people, that, by the way, the security guy kept telling these kids that it's the policy of the, you know, security that, that they have to leave. And, of course, my smart aleck, you know, the cousins of my stepdaughter are going, what policy is that? Because they, you know, they know, they associate with me, not directly, but, you know, they challenge everything.
Yeah.
And they're going, what policy is that? Cite the policy. Give us the code. Blah, blah, blah. You know, and of course, the security officer is, you know, having an epileptic seizure because he has nobody challenge him, especially a 15, 16-year-old kid. But at any rate, I find it, you know, fascinating that the police officer will actually show up and side with the security officer when there is no law, there is no curfew at that time of the night, and there is no policy. But
yeah,
yet they side with him anyway.
Well, that's what's going on in America today. The police are basically way overstepping their bounds and doing things that are outside the Constitution.
And they're getting away with it, and they're liking it, Mark.
And they're getting
away enjoying
with it.
It. They're laughing about it. When they, can you visualize them out for coffee at the donut shop laughing about the fact that they beat up Aunt Bertha? I mean, come on. You know? Yeah,
well,
I hear you.
And, well, that particular night, I mean – He was a really nice guy. He was very respectful, and so it's kind of disarming, you know. I was polite to him. But later on and ever since then, I've been kind of fuming underneath, thinking to myself, you know, this guy was trespassing on private property,
mm-hmm.
you know.
It doesn't matter to him anymore, Mark.
And
it doesn't make any difference to him.
You know, he never said there is a house that's a ways down, not close enough that they could be bothered by me. And he never said anything about somebody calling or anything, you know. But I guess I kind of thought to myself, you know, maybe I should have, or if it happened again, just tell him, you know, get out of here. You know, this is private property. But then I realized, you know, if I'm driving out of here at night by myself, I mean, they could be waiting for me down the street, you know.
You do that and you can expect to be tasered.
You know, yeah.
Go ahead. I'm serious. I mean,
well,
you know, you go online and watch some of those videos that what some of these people do or, in essence, don't do to get tasered. And I believe that, and I'm not saying all these, they're all guilty of it, but there are a number of these cops out there that are so trigger happy, they cannot wait to use that new toy they have on their belt, that taser, to see what kind of a reaction it has on somebody and to watch them vibrate on the ground. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, speaking of that taser thing, I've been aware of what's been going on, you know, for a number of months now across the country, and had another incident in another town one night not too long ago, in which I, if I had stood my ground, I could have had something like that happen. And I went to go pick up a teenage son who was at a girlfriend's house, and I was sitting out on the public street in front of the house. There was no parking signs or anything, and I wasn't blocking any traffic. In fact, there was no cars going up and down the street. The only vehicle I saw was a police officer. Actually, there was two of them in a car driving up and down the street. So they came over and told me I couldn't park there. And, you know, for a moment there, I thought, you know, what's this? You know, they have no authority to tell me I can't park here. But then I realized, you know, hey, there's two of them. You know, and no witnesses here. I mean, you know, these guys might get out of the car and drag me out and taser me and arrest me and tow my car away, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I just back
yeah.
down.
No, and I understand that. You know, and this is why I've advocated people, you know, taking, you know, spending a little bit of money and putting these spy cameras in their cars. You know, because that is some protection, and it's sad that it's come to this. But, you know, you get a few of those, and you get these police, the city having to make a settlement with a hotshot attorney over a cop that's beating you up for no reason. And maybe you have a few of those, and this is how we fight back, Tim.
That is definitely one of the ways. It's definitely
right.
one of the ways. But it's few and in between. Not everybody has the wherewithal to be able to do that. And this is why... When we talk about what is the tipping point, I don't know. I kind of thought the tipping point was going to be that little 13-year-old girl that cop was busting her arm and tasering her at the same time, pepper spraying her and tasering her.
I saw that one, and he hit her in the face as well.
Yeah.
13-year-old girl, skinny little girl, couldn't have weighed more than 90 pounds, and this cop pepper sprays her, hits her in the face, almost breaks her arm just by virtue of the fact that she was scared, she was crying, and she wanted her mother. And that just disgusts me.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'll tell you this much. I'll take it a step further for both of you guys while you're listening here in the listening audience. If the police officers that are out there listening, if you advocate this and you laugh about it at the donut shop, I'm disgusted with you. You guys are pigs, and you should turn in your badge. Sorry
absolutely.
About that, guys. I mean, that's just one of so many incidents that I've seen of that happening. It's just absolutely, it's disgusting. Anything else you got for us, Mark?
Just one thing before I go. I've been very concerned about this matter too for a long time. And aside from the video camera, something else that could be done is, for people in communities that are having issues like this, to organize, and you know, police officers frequently live in the community, you know, where they're working. If there's a police officer that, you know, has tasered somebody unnecessarily or, you know, has caused death or something, I mean, the citizen should be down there picketing in front of his house and making the community know that they're living next to a monster.
I hear you. Okay, great thought. Got to take a break. Thanks for the call, Mark. Be back in through with the final segment. Tim Wingate, my guest. 4 minutes coming back, or 3 minutes coming back. Be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
All right, we're back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, with my guest, Tim Wingate. Okay, Tim, you got the floor. What else do you want to add? Go ahead.
What I wanted to do is throw out, once again, this wonderful treatise by Roger Rootes, Are Cops Constitutional?
And if folks were to Google that, they'd be able to go to the link. It is on constitution.org, and you'd have to look for it on there. It's just easier to Google it, and you'll go right to the link, and it comes up, and it's wonderful. He has very, very excellent ideas and concepts with this. And just to let you know, Isaac Roots is a juris doctor, or in other words, a lawyer, master's also, I believe, in that. Well, juris doctor, and then it's MCJ, and I'll be honest, I don't know what MCJ stands for. Graduated from Roger Williams University School of Law. He's been a professor. He's got a BS in sociology, and he is the founder of the Prison Crisis Project. So he is he's a guy who knows, went to law school. He's also suffered at the hands of the police, and he decided to do a little research on this, and he's come up with some, I think, excellent reasoning, and I agree with it, that cops are not constitutional. But beyond or underneath the concept of the cops, well, cops ostensibly are there to enforce the law. And most of us sit back and we go, well, yeah, I mean, there's laws against rape, there's laws against murder, there's laws against theft, these kinds of things. Of course we want the police there to enforce those kinds of laws. But usually, when you think about it, they don't prevent these things. It's usually that the cops show up afterwards, they gather evidence, or they catch a perpetrator, and it's these people are prosecuted according to the law. Police are there after the fact. They're not there before the fact. So what is the point of police? To enforce the law? Well, what laws are they enforcing? They're usually just enforcing administrative laws. Traffic. How you move up and down the road. Now, yes, I agree. There needs to be some control on the highways. I don't have any problem with that. You don't want some idiot swaying back and forth on the road. See, actually, it's not the matter of enforcement of law. It's that they've gone off the deep end with it. It's moderation is what it should be.
It's an absolute power trip. All right.
It's an absolute
and by the
power
way,
trip.
Well, and in closing, going back to what Bill Clinton said about former President George Bush, I just got an email from Randy in Groveport. And he says, well, maybe Bill Clinton should take George W. Bush and Osama bin Laden with him on the whirlwind Repair America's Torn Image World Tour after Hillary gets in. And maybe, just maybe, they should take Bill Gates along with them, too, and really load up on Merck sterilization and fertility vaccines to pass out around the world, especially in Africa on the tour. Oh, a round of applause for Randy. Thank you, Randy. Yeah. Couldn't said it better myself.
That's excellent.
I got great listeners, man, I have to tell you. All right, listen, at any rate, man, it's coming to the close of another show. But, Tim, I want to thank you so much for coming on and riding shotgun with me today. It's been
a
pleasure,
problem,
buddy.
No problem, Michael. Happy to do
All right.
it.
Yeah, hey, listen, give me a buzz off the air, okay? Chat with you further. All right, thanks a lot. Folks, the end of another day. I got my hats off to Randy. That was a great one, Randy. Thank you so much for that. End of another day. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Don't forget, if you haven't already, go in there and vote to impeach Cheney and Bush on my website, www.theamericanawakening.org. And I'm going to bring Dave Lindorf with me up tomorrow. Writes for Counterpunch and thiscan'tbehappening.net. And we're going to talk a little bit about that with Dave first hour. So we will see you tomorrow. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller's National Intel Report. And guess what? Today's Tuesday. We've got Bob Chapman. So be listening because I will. See you tomorrow, folks. Bye.